Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here talking about the week of October 22nd through the 29th. And what we have coming up, we actually have quite a bit of personal planetary energy, which means we're all going to get quite busy doing things. And we are building to a full moon, which always brings either some kind of major ending or a wrap-up of something that's been going on, or another kind of high point, which would be a celebration, achievement, recognition of some sort. So I'm going to start with the personal planetary energy and kind of do a general overview with that. First of all, and I'm just going in the order of the planets, not so much the order of the days, so you might want to jot down the days. First of all, we have the Sun moving into Scorpio, and that is happening on Friday the 23rd. And so this kicks off a 30-day cycle where we're going to have more of a spotlight on Scorpio themes for all of us. And it'll kind of highlight a certain part of the chart for each sign, which I'll go through. So wherever the solar energy is showing up, that's where you're going to be showing up more. So you're going to be either more personally involved or more physically involved. And Scorpio rules sex. It rules divorce. It rules the big financial interests that we have. It rules mortality issues, reproductive needs, third-party situations. And it's kind of at the root of it, it's about power and control and evolving situations, deep changes. So there can be a lot of showing up for this kind of stuff over the next 30 days. Then when we come to Mercury, you know, is there going to be big news in this week ahead? Is there going to be an important talk or meeting or offer? Are we going to sign the agreement or make the sale or, you know, have that big decision come through? There is one day that stands out, and it's kind of like foreshadowed by the day before it for this reason. The day that this news or meeting or talk or the information comes through is on Sunday the 25th. The day before, on Saturday the 24th, is the very last day of Mercury retrograde shadow, so it finally passes its shadow. So what that does is releases us from any of the slowing down and backwards glance at the past, and it allows us to really be freshly, ready for that next step. And then on Sunday, we get to have that talk or hear that information, make that decision. And this Mercury moment on Sunday does involve a significant other person. So, and it may surprise you, or you may decide to surprise them, because Uranus is in the mix here. So there is something kind of either exciting or freeing. Perhaps you're going to break free of somebody. Perhaps they're going to surprise you and want to get closer. You know, I mean, it can go either way, to be honest. You know your situation, so you probably have more of an idea. But it definitely is kind of an awakening day on Sunday with Mercury. And you may begin to see the precursors of that Saturday as the shadow is released. All right, so as far as Venus goes in this week ahead, what's going on with the love? What's going on with important women in your life? And what's going on, with personal income needs? Venus is active on 3 days in this week. So that's a lot. You know, typically we see the moon making a lot of contacts to other planets. But Venus having 3 activations in 1 week, that's a lot. So we know that there's a lot of focus, a lot on love, income, or women, or maybe a little bit of some of each of those things. So the first day is Friday, the 23rd. We're going to have Venus aligned with Pluto. This is, again, you know, Pluto rules Scorpio, where our moon is, or where the sun is going, sorry. And so, you know, we're having these, and this is a very positive, powerful alignment. So this means something can kind of transform in a very positive way for you. Whether it's about love, income, or women, it's playing out in Virgo all week. So, you know, there might be tied into what's going on with your work. It could be the job or work you're doing elsewhere. It could be with coworkers. It could be with health situations. It could be with paperwork. It could involve people you hire or animals or environmental interests, any of that. And Pluto is, you know, again, it's about sex, divorce, finances, and third-party situations more than anything. And it is in that goal-oriented part of the sky. So we see this really positive, powerful alignment between the two. So we're reaching some goals. We're transforming some situations in the direction that we're going. We are working out things with the higher-ups that may be in the mix. And that's our Friday Venus energy. Then on Sunday, the 25th, Venus is going to come together with Jupiter, and this is considered, you know, as lucky as it gets. Venus is, you know, and Jupiter, it's kind of like the two most beneficial planets out there coming together on the same degree. They're really highlighting something very positive and opening in this new direction when it comes to your work or health or paperwork or people you hire or pets or co-workers, and the Venus themes, making money or the women or the love in the mix. So, you know, think big. Launch into something really big in those areas on Sunday. And then by Tuesday the 27th, Venus is going to make an adjustment aspect to Uranus, and meaning that, you know, there's something on a personal or physical level that you need to kind of do some give and take with, or you may be asking somebody else to do some give and take, or it might be happening on both ends. So be adaptive in the moment, spontaneous. You know, it may be that everything is going very swell on Tuesday the 27th, but that, you know, there's some surprises and some exciting new things introduced into the mix. Don't be, you know, so fixed in your objectives that you can't allow for this to come in and inspire and awaken the situation. So, you know, kind of give and take a bit on Tuesday the 27th. And then when we look at Mars, and is there going to be some amped up activity? Is there going to be some amped up anger, or is there going to be some amped up passion? Mars is active on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th in this week ahead. So, you know, and it's making the same adjustment to Uranus. So you want to kind of be in the moment, be spontaneous. If you get that last minute, you know, date offer, or you get a change in plans and can you meet over here instead of there, you know, try to give and take. Again, you know, it may tie in with your health or your pets or your paperwork or your job, and that may be some of what is causing the adjustment. But it is going to amp things up so that you motivate and get a lot of things done, either passionately or with that fighting spirit, over the next couple days if you're listening live on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. And then we have this full moon that we are building to. So, you know, emotions are kind of working alongside of this. The closer we get to the full moon, the more amped up people's feelings are, because they can feel something building, you know, whether they're aware of it or not, it is building there, so they feel it. And so on Tuesday the 27th, we have our full moon in Taurus. And so this is a really big time of the year when we, you know, Taurus is the sign that is about our self-value, how we value ourselves. And because it does rule how we value ourselves, it's how we deal with income situations, because, you know, what is the price we're putting on our time and our abilities? It is about your possessions, what you value and put around you in your surroundings. It's your gift giving and, you know, what you value there. It's your purchases. So what it is you're willing to, you know, put it out there for. And so something is coming to a head in this area. Now, full moons can be spectacular, wonderful times when it's very exciting and everything is finally coming together that you've been working on over this last year, and or at the very minimum the last 6 months. And, you know, you see some achievement here, or recognition or celebration at this full moon. It can also mean that you're wrapping something up that has been an ongoing thing, and you're finally at that peak celebration, but you're at the end of what you've been trying to do to get to that point. Or it can be an actual legitimate ending. You might decide, I'm done, you know, at this particular job, I'm walking away, and you're no longer going to make money in that situation, or I'm not being valued in this situation, I'm done, and you're out of there, you know. So you can make a decision to make an abrupt ending if you would like. And so as we kind of move into this week and we're building to this, you just want to, you know, keep in the back of your mind that everybody is kind of going to reach this high point together, and it will play out in a different area for each sign. So running down the signs. For Aries, starting on Sunday, you are going to start to have a more active involvement either in the big financial zone of your life. So, you know, with the loans or the debt or the inheritance or the bankruptcy or taxes, insurance, commissions, alimony, settlements, investments, whatever the, you know, whatever that money thing is for you, or you're going to start getting way more involved on a personal or physical level in your sex life with somebody, or going through a divorce, or dealing with mortality issues or reproductive needs, or some kind of triangle situation that is powerful during these 30 days. So this really puts you in the spotlight. It kind of asks that you take the lead and that you put your needs forward in this. So starting Sunday, this is where it's going. And as far as like the really important talk or meeting or news or offer decision kind of thing with Mercury, that's happening on Sunday the 25th, and that is between you and another person. So there is something, you know, changing, amplifying. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be a space case, but I hope I said the sun moves in there on Friday the 23rd, not Sunday the 25th, as far as your Scorpio themes. So the big talk is on Sunday the 25th. And that is definitely your cue to either hear from somebody unexpectedly or to say something out of left field or to make some snap decision or to hear about some, you know, offer or agreement or something like that. So there's like an important communication thing here because you're now one day past the shadow of this retrograde and you're now ready for whatever this is or they are. When it comes to Venus for Aries, you know, in this week ahead, three important days, Friday, Sunday, and Tuesday. And for you guys, it's straight up is focused on ways to earn money or deal positively with women or attract the love. And it's going to come through what you do with paperwork, what you do on the job or in pursuit of work, what you do with coworkers, people you hire, anything health-related or with the animals. And that should go pretty darn well. Mars, is your ruler, Aries, is going to be active on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 4th. So over these next couple days for you guys listening live, it definitely is going to amplify activity in those work, health, pet, paperwork, coworker, and hired help arenas. So it is a really good time to jump in and be active, be willing to kind of give and take around anything that is, you know, asking for adaptation in those areas. And it can definitely be that you guys are kind of go over the top Friday, Saturday when it comes to organizing something or cleaning something or, you know, decluttering your situation in some way and getting down to the details. So there could be a lot of drive and passion behind that as well. And then the full moon that Aries is building to on Tuesday the 27th is going to bring a big climactic high point for you guys. When it comes to being valued, when it comes to your income, your possessions, or your purchases. So at this point, you will have achieved what you were meant to over the last 6 months to a year, and you'll either be celebrating that and garnering some kind of recognition about it or reaching some high peak with it, or you'll be wrapping up a project or ending something in that area. For Taurus, solar energy pouring into Scorpio is your relationship zone. So starting on Friday the 23rd and over the next 30 days, this is going to put a spotlight on you getting more personally and physically involved in one-on-one relationships. And so this is definitely going to amplify things in your romantic partnership because you'll be showing up and more connected. It will also amp things up in any business partnership. So it's time to get in there and do what, you know, get yourself online, on board with that partner. It is time where you can show up and really make an impact with clients. You may decide to go in and see a specialist for anything physical going on that you want to tackle during this time. And remember, Scorpio is a sign of purging and transformation. So it is a fantastic time for you guys to go and see a specialist or an expert if there is something physical that you would like to purge or transform within your body. This is a great time for you guys to get in there and get more involved with an agent or attorney or other kind of representative. And some of you guys might be going one-on-one with an opponent or a competitor in some way as well. So the sun shines on you. You guys are going to stand out, and it is about kind of taking the lead with these key people. When it comes to any big talk, news, offer, agreement, sale, writing, contract, decision, It does show up on Sunday the 25th. You're going to start to feel this on Saturday the 24th as Mercury goes past its shadow. And so on Sunday, you're probably going to have that, you know, either blurt out what it is you have to say to the other person or they're going to say it to you, or you're going to, you know, make a change that is very dynamic and important to you. And for Taurus, it's going to focus on your job, or it's going to focus with a coworker. It could be someone that you hire. It could be something about paperwork, or it could involve health or animals as well. So, you know, expect to be in there talking or making decisions there. When we look at Venus and how is the love, what's going on with the women, what's going on with personal income in this week ahead, there are 3 days that are active and look really, really good for you guys. So probably your whole week is going to be good, but these days may stand out. That's Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, and Tuesday the 27th. And where this is playing out is in your creative profile. So, you know, making money creatively these days really open things up, or loving what you do and expressing the love, or working with a woman creatively, these things all shine. This is also the area of true love in your chart, so these are magical days for your love life. This area rules children and recreational interests as well, so it's a really good time to kind of just enjoy yourself in those areas. And then when we look at Mars, are we going to have any kind of like amped up activity or passion or fighting spirit? It does show up on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th, so going to motivate you guys to get in there with the creative project, the lover, the kids, or the fun. And you're going to be making a whole bunch of, you know, kind of adjustments behind the scenes. So something's going on there, you know, that you're kind of developing or working on here, and you're just going to be adapting in the moment all day. Both those days probably. And then building to this full moon, this is Taurus's full moon. It's in your sign. So on Tuesday the 27th, this is when things peak and you finally reach some level that you've been working for over these last 6 months to a year. So you're either closing up on some things and marking some endings because you finally completed some things, or you are celebrating some big achievement because you've been working hard to get there and you have hit that peak. And so, you know, this can be a personal project or goal that you've set that is involved in this, or it could be something going on with your body, kind of, you know, completing, or you're celebrating something you've achieved there. It could be something with your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, you know, something big about you. So it is kind of, you know, emotions will be big as you see this coming into view as the week gets started. For Gemini, you know, solar energy in Scorpio starting on Friday the 23rd, this puts a spotlight for you guys over the next 30 days, really to get more personally involved, more physically involved with your work, with anything health related, with animals, with paperwork, and to get busier with or more involved with coworkers or people you hire. And so, you know, you want to get in there. It's obviously going to have a financial connotation to it because it's in Scorpio, and or a transformative and empowering side to it. And you have the spotlight on you in these areas, so you will stand out. So it is a good time to show up and get involved in those things. And then when we look at, is there an important talk or some news you're going to get in this week ahead, or maybe an agreement or sale or something in writing or a decision that needs to be made? There is one day that stands out, which is Sunday the 25th, and you may start to feel the shift towards this on Saturday as Mercury passes its retrograde shadow finally. And so on Sunday, this is going to bring up, you know, this talk or decision or news or whatever in communication focused on your lover or your love life, the kids, a creative project, or something recreational. So be in the moment there. When we look at Venus and, is, you know, what's going on with your love life, what's going on with personal income, or what's going on with women in the week ahead, she's active 3 days at the home base of your chart. And so Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, Tuesday the 27th, these days should go really well for you. Venus smooths out and attracts. And so look at the love, the income, the women here, and it will either be playing out in the home or about the home with a move or a renovation, with real estate deals, with family, parents, roommates, anything at that core root. These days are really good for making money here or doing something for or with a woman here or for the love that's flowering there. And then Mars is active on Friday, Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. These are the days where you're either going to be have a lot more amped up activity and be motivated to do something, or you are going to be very passionate and have a lot of, you know, passionate expression there, or there's going to be fighting spirit, some anger going on there. And again, this is going to focus in the home or with the real estate, move, renovation, family, parent, roommate kind of situation. You'll be giving and taking a little bit with that. There may be a friend involved. There may be some kind of aspiration that you have here, and you're just pushing really hard to reach everything that you're trying to do. Maybe there's an event or a party you need to attend or something like that as well. So give and take with that, but you can get a lot done with Mars energy here Friday, Saturday. And then you're building to this full moon on Tuesday the 27th. So by Tuesday, you're going to see something peak in that behind-the-scenes arena for you guys. So, you know, this is what you've been working towards over the last 6 months to a year. You're finally either wrapping it up and ending it, or you're celebrating it or getting some recognition or noting how far you've come and what achievement you've made. 12th house has to do with stuff you've been doing kind of behind the scenes. Maybe you've pulled back and been working in a certain area of life and you're finally done with that. Or it can have to do with a romance and maybe a romantic getaway or a clandestine affair kind of thing that's peaking in some way on the 27th. It can be about an artistic project. That can be, you know, music, film, dance, poetry, painting, sculpture, whatever you do artistically, reaching some kind of big pivotal high point. It can be something that is a big celebration or wrap up having to do with a spiritual practice that you're involved in, or it could also have something to do with healing, an addiction, or a hospital. So something there can be finally, you know, running its course and ending, or you're celebrating something, some breakthrough there. For Cancer, the sun is coming into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd. So this kicks off a 30-day cycle for Cancer, which is in your kind of fun and love zone here. So it's a pretty nice time frame for you guys. You're going to start to get more personally involved and more physically involved with creative projects, with the kids, with your lover, or out there in the pursuit of love, or with anything recreational, and you can do all of the above. And it's a very powerful, deep, intimate time, as well as a very transformational financial time in these areas. So you do want to show up, take the lead, and get involved in those things starting on Friday. When we look, is there going to be a big talk, meeting, some news, or an offer coming through, an agreement or sale made, or some big decision in this week ahead? There is a day that stands out, which is Sunday the 24th. And for Cancer, that means, you know, something to do with you and another person focused on the home or a move, a renovation, a real estate deal, the family, a parent or a roommate, and the goals you have set here. So be kind of in the moment there as whatever you're deciding or hearing about, you know, as that's the day it peaks. You're officially past the Mercury retrograde shadow, which ended ends if you're listening live, but on Saturday the 24th. So it is kind of a big, you know, moment for any decisions there or news or information. As far as Venus goes and what's going on with women or income or love, she's active on 3 days, Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, and Tuesday the 27th. These days should go pretty darn well for you. And it is going to be about the talks or meetings or offers or proposals or agreements or sales or writing or interviews or decisions involving those subjects, a woman or the income or the love. And it links very favorably into something powerful with a key relationship. So there is either a partner in business or romance, or there is a client, or there is a specialist, or there is an agent or attorney or other kind of representative in the mix here. So yeah, Venus was looking good. And then Mars is active Friday, Saturday, 23rd, 24th. So Cancer, you know, it's going to motivate you to get into those talks and to, you know, ask for things, write things, make sales, sign agreements. It also may get you way more active over Friday and Saturday with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, some short trip you take, or some local activity that's going on. You also might get more amped up about something going on with vehicles or electronics at this time. And there's kind of an adaptive thing here around, you know, the goal, the authority figure, or the career matter in the mix. So give and take a bit there. And then you're building to this full moon on Tuesday the 27th. For Cancer, this is some kind of big peak moment that you've, you know, kind of seen coming or been working towards for the last 6 months to a year, involving a friend or a bunch of friends or a group that you're affiliated with, or something that involves the internet or astrology or a charity or a big party or event or gathering, or something that ties in with your aspirations or something original that you do. And so here we see this big, you know, climactic achievement or celebration, or you're wrapping something up or marking an ending in one of those areas. For Leo, Sun moving into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd is going to really kind of throw you into the spotlight over the next 30 days, asking that you guys show up, get more personally involved, get more physically involved, put your needs forward when it comes to what's going on in the home with a move, with a renovation, with a real estate deal, or anything that involves your family, a parent, or a roommate. So, you know, this really puts you kind of out in front of the rest of people in this area. It asks that you take the lead, that you, you know, get involved, and you will stand out. So it is time to do this. And as far as, is there a big, you know, agreement or sale or offer or news coming through that you've been waiting on, or a big important meeting or talk or decision, that does show up on Sunday the 25th. And for you guys, you know, it's straight up there, is in the communication zone. You're going to start to feel this on Saturday as Mercury gets past its shadow. And it does seem to tie in with something involving travel, legal, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, weddings, religion, or politics. It's ninth house topics, that higher-minded arena where we broaden our scope. So there is something there in the mix. So expect to either hear from somebody or get that, you know, decision made. And then when we look at Venus and what's going on with either women, love, or personal income in this week ahead, she's active 3 days, so a lot of activity with her, and she's usually a very good thing. She's active on Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, and Tuesday the 27th. And so for Leo, this is definitely going to hone in on more than anything on your personal income, because it's in your income zone. So you can expect that these are really good days for you as far as like making money. It can also be really important days for gift giving or possession, what you're doing with your possessions or what you're, or some kind of purchase that you're making. So that might enhance your income or enhance what's going on in your love life or be focused on that woman. So those days are definitely nice ones to note. And then Mars is definitely going to be active on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. So with Mars, we're looking at, these are days that are highly motivating and active, or they're days that are a lot of passion going on, or there's some anger and you're fighting for something. And it is also going to be focused on income or possessions or purchases. So you're going to be very busy with that. And you're going to be asked to, again, make some kind of adjustment involving that ninth house, higher-minded arena, so something give and take a bit with the trip or the legal, educational, media, wedding, religious, political themes, whatever that is. And the full moon that you're building to for Leo, this is bringing some big climactic moment by Tuesday the 27th, involving either a big personal goal you've been working on over these last 6 months to a year, so you're finally reaching this goal and celebrating it, or you're getting some kind of recognition for what you've done, or there is something involving an ending, or you're wrapping up what you've done to get to this goal. It can be about your career. So it could be a very big moment for the Leos out there where there's some kind of award or recognition or achievement. Maybe you get promoted, you know, maybe you get written up in the newspaper or something. You know, it really kind of is, this is the part of the chart that has a spotlight on it just naturally. So it could be some kind of big moment up there. Or if you're ready to retire from the career or change careers and you want to end this direction you're in, then it can be about that too. And then thirdly, this is about authority figures in your life. So your parents, your bosses, the judge, if there's a judge you're dealing with now, a mentor, director, anybody who's in a higher up position. So something you've been working on or that's been ongoing, you know, over the months behind you is reaching a peak there. If that has been happening for you, then you can see something finally coming through or wrapping up in one of those areas with an authority figure. For Virgo, I'm going to take a sippy sip of my drink. It's really dry in here. You guys, we're getting like an Indian summer. It was like 78 degrees On October 22nd. I mean, that's crazy, right? For Ohio. Yeah. Okay. So for Virgo, you guys, having the sun move into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd, this kicks off 30 days where, you know, you guys are definitely going to stand out and get noticed, and it is going to be a place where you want to show up and get more involved personally, physically, make some choices based on your needs and take the lead here. When it comes to any of the communications in your life, so this can be, you know, really thriving and pushing you forward with meetings and talks and interviews and auditions and offers and agreements and negotiations and sales and writing. You know, so the communication field is wide open here for you guys. And it also rules your local community, your local neighborhood, so you might get way more involved in something going on there. It involves short trips to nearby places, so you might start to take more short trips. It involves your vehicles and electronics, so you might get involved in trying to, you know, I don't know, show up and fix them or get a new one or something. It definitely connects to your brothers and sisters and neighbors, so you might be way more personally involved, or there's something involving your signature with one of these people, or your personal needs in the mix. So this is the time to kind of step up and put yourself out there in those areas. Then, Mercury, is there going to be, you know, a standout date for a talk or a meeting or offer or agreement, and what's it going to be about? For Virgo, yeah, it happens on Sunday, and it's focused either on your possessions and what's going on in some kind of shared outside impact with another person, or it's going to be about a purchase. Again, it would be involve this other person, and or it's going to be about your personal income and something evolving in that particular area of life. So if you need to, you know, pick up the phone and have that talk or send out the resume on Sunday, or if you're waiting on the information, then this is a powerful day for one-on-one talks or decisions that can be made. When we look at Venus, you know, is there going to be standout days for love or for women or for personal income? She is active 3 days, so your whole week is probably very focused on you and what you want in those areas because it's in your sign. And it's linking unbelievably favorably to the house of true love and creativity and fun and kids. So Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, Tuesday the 27th stand out as your big days. But the whole week is giving you opportunity to express the love, attract the love, smooth things out with love, deal with women favorably, and attract or smooth out situations with income and tie it all into those creative and love and kid and fun zones. When we look at Mars, are you guys going to be, you know, amped up with activity, or is there going to be passion or fights? It's active on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 4th. You know, head into that with a little bit of awareness that Mars is also in your sign. And so you might be the one coming on passionately or angrily or just amped up, motivated, and pushing people to do what you want them to do. So you're going to get a lot done, I mean, definitely. And it's tied in with that transformational energy. So you want to kind of give and take it a little bit when it comes to sex, divorce, finances, or third-party situations here, and you know, where that's going. So then the full moon that you're building to on Tuesday the 27th is bringing something to a real peak for you guys in your ninth house. So this is that broadening part of the chart, which means that something is either finally wrapping up or ending from the last 6 months to a year, or something is finally being reached and celebrated and achieved, and there's some recognition, or you're just finally, yay, I got there. And the areas that this can cover for you guys have to do with anything legal, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, anything educational, anything with travel plans or foreign interests or people at a distance or import-export, anything with a wedding, anything with religion or politics. So, you know, emotions will build as you build towards this on Tuesday, and you really are going to be kind of working towards wrapping something up or that breakthrough moment. For Libra, You know, the sun moving into Scorpio is on Friday the 23rd. It opens a 30-day chapter for you guys that puts a big spotlight on you and will help you step up, get more involved personally, physically, shine, you know, above others when it comes to making money, when it comes to possessions, or it comes to your purchases. So it is a time to take the lead, to look at what you need in those areas and to make some things happen. When it comes to any important talk or meeting or interview or news or offer or agreement or sale or writing or decision, you know, Mercury, it is activated on Sunday the 25th. You're going to start to feel this on Saturday the 24th as Mercury passes its retrograde shadow finally. So by Sunday the 25th, you're in there communicating, and it's one-on-one with another person. So this is either about you and a romantic partner, you and a business partner, you and a client, you and a specialist, you and an agent, an attorney or other representative, or you with a competitor or opponent. So you probably have an idea now who this person is. You can expect to hear from them or be in talks or making decisions about them on Sunday. When we look at Venus, and is there going to be love in the air, or is there going to be more emphasis on making money, or a female? She's very active Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, and Tuesday the 27th. So your whole week is going to be favored by what she's doing behind the scenes for you. So the love, the income, the women, I mean, they're going to benefit you through kind of pulling back and working, you know, with the muse, the artistic project and the artistic inspiration, or the healing and the hospital matter, or the research and development, or the spiritual practice, or the romance. And so expect things to really kind of peak on those days. There's something powerfully transforming here, and those are your days that stand out. As far as Mars, are we going to be more active, angry, passionate Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th? Yes. So for Libra, again, it's happening. You're going to be way busier behind the scenes with that healing, hospital, research, development, romance, artistic or spiritual pursuit. And in this, you're going to want to kind of give and take when it comes to the specialist, the partner, the client, the agent, the competitor, whoever that key relationship person is to you. You know, you're going to have to be kind of diving in and dealing with all the stuff they're throwing at you or that you're throwing at them. And it's going to be very motivated. And then the full moon that happens on the 27th for Libra, this is happening in the deepest, most powerful part of the chart. So over the last 6 months to a year, you've kind of seen something coming, or you've been kind of working towards something. And at this point, you're either going to wrap it up and mark the ending, or you're going to achieve and celebrate and, you know, have that breakthrough moment. And the area that it's focusing on for Libra has to do with all financial zones besides your income. So this may be the loan coming through or getting paid off, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance policy, the taxes, the settlement, the investment, the commissions, the alimony, child support, partner's money, or any other financial thing I left out. It can also be some kind of big peak with your sex life or a reproductive matter. It can be about a mortality issue. It can be about a birth, or it can be about a divorce, or it can be about a third-party situation culminating in some kind of big epic moment. For Scorpio, the sun is moving into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd. So you guys are really getting a big spotlight on you for the next 30 days. It's a fantastic time to get noticed, to get recognized, to stand out in the crowd. It's a really important time to take your needs very seriously and get more involved personally, physically, promoting your what you need for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your identity, and whatever that desire is that you have. And so you're going to be pretty much all about you for a while, and that's okay. It happens to every sign. And then with Mercury, you know, is there going to be a big important talk or meeting or offer, agreement, sale, writing, or decision in this week ahead with another person? Yeah, it comes on Sunday the 25th. So you may start to get wind of it on the 24th as Mercury passes its shadow. By the 25th, Mercury is, you know, amping up that communication with somebody else, and it is either coming privately, secretly, or behind closed doors. It could be about a romantic interest. It could be about an artistic project. It could be about a spiritual practice. It could be about healing, addictions, or hospitals, or something going on with research and development. And it will impact in some way, you know, with this other person, then we're balancing what's going on either with work or health or the paperwork or the people we've hired and those kind of things. When we look at Venus, you know, what's going on with the women, what's going on with the love or personal income in this week ahead, she's very active, she's very positive, and the days that stand out are Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, and Tuesday the 27th. And these days, you know, where are you going to find the love, make the money, or have something really great happening with women? It's going to be when you're with friends, when you're doing something that involves a group, when you do something that is tied in with a party or gathering or event, when there is something going on online, when something connected to astrology or a charity, and your personal aspirations. So it's pretty fantastic. And there's this really powerful link to Pluto, your ruler, in the sign of communication. So, you know, in all of that, you might be able to promote an agreement or a sale or your writing or an interview or an offer or decision or talk or meeting that's, you know, powerfully transformative as part of that story. When we look at Mars, your co-ruler, he's active on Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. Again, he's all about motivating in the social realm with friends and groups and online and all of those things I just listed. And so when Mars gets involved, it means you're going to be way busier, just physically doing a lot more for those couple days in these areas and motivating others. And there may be some passion that's sparked here, and there may also be a fight or some anger that's brewing here. And you'll figure it out as you dive into it, but it's definitely going to be motivating. And then when we see the full moon on the 27th, this is that peak moment, and it's in your relationship side of the sky. And so this is when something finally is, you know, coming to its conclusion, wrapping up, ending that you've been working towards or involved in for the last 6 months to a year. Or it's when there's this big celebration or achievement or some recognition and the spotlight's on this area for you, or maybe it's a little bit of both. And so when I say relationship, it's really going to hone in on what's going on with business partners, romantic partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, your audience, your competitors, any key one-on-one, you know, significant relationship. You're seeing this real big high point climax by the 27th. For Sagittarius, the sun moving into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd, you know, this is naturally going to be like, hey, the spotlight is on, kind of being behind the scenes now for the next 30 days. So you can take that several different ways. You can retreat and just rest and kind of take a break from where you've been in the last 11 months and catch up and recuperate before the sun is getting ready to come into your sign next month. So it's a great recuperative time. It's good for healing. It's good for if you have an addiction or a bad habit you're trying to work on, show up and get physically involved in doing that. If you need to do something at a hospital, it's good for that. It's also a really good time to kind of hole up and get engaged with your muse. So you might really dig into a music or film or painting or poetry or dance or sculpture or, you know, some kind of interesting artistic direction during this time. It also can be about a romantic month where, you know, you're just showing up and really having the time to hole away with that romantic amour. And it can also be about really getting in connection with your spiritual practices. So you might start to show up for the yoga class or the meditation. You might take more of a personal interest in magic or your psychic abilities. And so getting involved, showing up, taking the lead in all of these areas is favored right now for you guys. When we look, is there going to be a big important talk, meeting, some news coming through, an offer coming through, an agreement or sale or writing or decision made in this week ahead? There is a day that stands out, which is Sunday the 25th. You're going to start to feel it on Saturday the 24th as Mercury passes its shadow. So on Sunday the 25th, this big moment involves a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, charities, a gathering of some sort, or it's tied in with your personal aspirations. And in somewhere in that balance, there is something going on with another person and the creativity, the kids, the love, or the fun. When we look at Venus and is there going to be love or a focus on women or making money in this week ahead, yes. She's active 3 days out of the seven, and she's very good at what she does. And so there should be some nice things happening here with income, love, and women. Definite days that stand out, Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, Tuesday the 27th. And these days, Sag, are going to definitely either be about the goal you're trying to reach in that area with the woman, the love, or the income, or it's going to be about how that's affecting your career. So you might have a big, you know, moment with career and money-making opportunities there, or a female boss kind of thing. And it can also involve those authority figures, you know, the boss, the judge, the mentor, whoever that female might be that can help you. And then Mars is going to be active Friday the 23rd, Saturday the 24th. So those 2 days back-to-back, going to amp up a lot of activity going after those goals or doing something about the career or with those authority figures. You want to kind of give and take a little bit when it comes to, you know, what the lover needs or the kid needs or the creative process or the recreational pursuits in the mix. But there is a lot that can be achieved, you know, with your goals and everything in those 2 days. And then the full moon is building to the 27th, and this is about bringing some kind of big climactic high point, something you've been working towards over the last 6 months to a year, and it's finally wrapping up or coming to a close, or you are celebrating the achievement, and there's some kind of recognition here. For Sag, this is about your job, or a coworker, or what's going on with people you hire, or what's going on with paperwork. Or it's something that's been playing out and is now reaching this peak in a health matter, as it's finally, you know, you're seeing some results and celebrating that, or it's ending and wrapping up whatever you've been doing health-wise. Or it has to do with animals. So again, you know, maybe if you had a dog that was lost and they come back to you by Tuesday the 27th, or you've been thinking about adopting and then you do, you know, there can be some kind of big epic high point there. For Capricorn, you guys are having the sun move into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd, and this really is going to kind of key you guys in and help you stand out and get more personally involved, more physically involved, make it more about what you need. When it comes to your personal aspirations, so you do want to dream big and then go for it over these 30 days, but also really it's playing out in your social sphere. So a lot can happen for you and with you that should favor you when it comes to what you do with your friends, your associates, the group affiliations you have, what you do online, what you do connected to astrology, to charities, to parties and gatherings and events you attend, and anything original you're doing in the mix. So, you know, there may be some passion in there that you might kind of cross paths with somebody at one of these social things. There may be all kinds of financial opportunities here. So, yeah, go for that. And if there's anything coming through with a big talk or meeting or news you've been waiting to hear or decision that you want to make or even something involving a sale or agreement or writing, Sunday the 25th is the day, and this is goal-oriented. So, it could be a personal goal in the mix with that, or it could have to do with career momentum or some authority figure. And however something is playing out tied in with home, real estate, family, parents, moves, renovations, or roommates. When we look at Venus, is there going to be love? Is there, you know, what's going on with personal income or a woman in this week ahead? She's very active. And so, yes, there is. And it looks like, you know, there's some powerful, transformative, fresh start, opening, growth-oriented energy around her. The big days that stand out are Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, and Tuesday the 27th. And for Capricorn, this money, this love, or this woman, it's going to play out tied in with travel or with somebody at a distance, playing out over legal matters, playing out over wedding plans, playing out over educational pursuits, anything in media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or over religious or political beliefs or goals in the mix. And, you know, ties extremely powerfully and favorably into something that is in your sign. So something affecting you on a deep personal physical level, maybe involving your name, your signature, your brand, your image, your identity in some way as well. So yay for Venus in the week ahead. Mars is going to be active Friday and Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. Again, same areas, travel, people at a distance, education, media, legal, wedding, religious, political themes. You are going to want to kind of give and take with whatever's going on at home or with real estate, with the move, renovation, parent, or roommate in this. So, you know, they might ask for something more, or you might, or I don't know, you have to adapt around whatever's going on with that in some way. You're building to this full moon on the 27th, and so you look back over this last 6 months to a year, what have you been working towards? It's finally coming to a head in some way. It's either wrapping up or ending, or there's, you know, you're finally seeing, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel, and there's achievements and celebration and recognition, and you're finally getting to where you wanted to get in this matter. And or it can be a little bit of both, you know. And so for Capricorn, this is about your love life or a lover. So something big is happening in that area, or it's about a big creative project that is finally coming to this high climactic peak, or it has something to do with a child or children in general that you're working with and something hitting, you know, wrapping up or coming through for them, or it is about something recreational. So, you know, that fifth house is love, kids, creativity, and fun. So you have something big about to peak in one way or the other in those areas. For Aquarius, Sun moving into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd, this opens up a 30-day window that puts a spotlight on you guys, big out there in the public eye kind of spotlight, where you can reach goals, where you can achieve, where you can further career ambitions, where you can connect with powerful higher-up people, either, you know, professionally or personally. It can be breakthroughs with parents or bosses or judges or mentors or whoever. So you do want to take the lead. You will stand out in these areas. There can be financially shared situations going on here that you can work on. There can be, you know, if your goal happens to be sex or divorce or reproduction or third-party situations, you can work on those as well. So very powerful 30 days for Aquarius. When we look if there's going to be an important talk or meeting, news, offer coming through, decision, interview, agreement, sale, writing, you know, something in that communication Mercury zone. For Aquarius, it shows up on Sunday the 25th, although you may start to get this on, you know, get wind of it on Saturday as Mercury passes its shadow. But Sunday is the day, and it's you and somebody else here, and it involves the ninth house. So the topics are legal, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, weddings, travel, people at a distance, religion, or politics. When we look at Venus and what's going on with love or women or personal income in this week ahead, she's very active. She's going to, you know, help attract or smooth things out. She is showing up strongly on Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, and Tuesday the 27th. And she's focusing on your sex life, on intimacy and reproductive needs. She's focusing on divorce. So if you do need to smooth something over with that, that can be helpful, right? She's focusing on mortality issues. So you could be trying to work, you know, smooth something out with a female and what's going on with, you know, end-of-life scenario stuff. She is focusing on all the big financial topics in some kind of positive way. So, you know, maybe dealing with a woman and the loan or the debt or the inheritance or the bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, commissions, I don't, you know, investments, settlements, alimony, child support. Something positive and powerfully transforming here in one of these areas. When we look at Mars getting active, he's very busy on Friday, Saturday, the 23rd and 24th. So these are your days when you're going to be, you know, more physically motivated and doing things, pushing others to do things. You can have more passion in your life on those days. And you can also have some anger to work out or work through or fighting spirit on those days. And so, again, it'll be in those same arenas, your sex life, your intimate needs, your reproductive system, what's going on with divorce, with death or birth or some kind of big financial arena or even third-party situations as well. The full moon that's happening on the 27th, you've been building to this. You know, you can look back and say, what have you been working towards over the last 6 months to a year, or what have you seen coming over this point? It's finally going to culminate in a big ending or wrapping up of something or achievement and celebration. And for Aquarius, it is all about something going on in the home or with a renovation or a move or a real estate deal, or it has something to do with your family, a parent, or the roommate. So working towards that on this emotional buildup in the week ahead as something climaxes there. For Pisces, Sun moving into Scorpio on Friday the 23rd opens up 30 days for you guys. Definitely puts a big spotlight on you and what you can show up and get more personally involved with, physically involved with, how you can further your needs in the ninth house. So all those broadening, higher-minded arenas is where you want to show up and get involved. So you may travel, or you may deal with somebody at a distance, or you might get involved in import-export or foreign interests. You might get involved in something legal. You might get involved in a wedding. You might get involved in something media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity oriented. You might get involved in something educational, or you might start showing up for something religious or political. You can do a little bit of all of that, or choose, pick and choose in some of those areas. You will stand out. It is a good time for you to enter into those areas. Mercury, is there going to be an important talk or offer or news finally coming through for you, or a decision made, or something with writing or agreements or sales, you know, on the table? Sunday the 25th is the day in this week ahead that stands out. It'll put you in there with another person. It's going to be focused either on intimacy, sex, triangles, divorce, reproductive needs, death, a birth, or some big financial situation going on. And so whoever this is that is bringing you the news or offer, or that you're communicating with, or making the decision about, those are your themes, and you may start to get wind of this on Saturday as it moves past its shadow. So that's your day. Venus, is she going to be showing up for true love or personal income or women in your life? Yes, yes, and yes. And she shows up very strongly in this week ahead. So you can expect to either attract something here or smooth something out here. And it is playing in your relationship zone. So the days that stand out are Friday the 23rd, Sunday the 25th, Tuesday the 27th. The whole week is probably going to be influenced with this, but those are your big days. And so these are the days to get together with that romantic partner over love, or the business partner over making money, or the woman in the mix, or you can get together with, you know, relationships with clients over income, or you can get together with relationships with agents or attorneys to help promote your income, or you can get together with a specialist, you know, over love or over income, or you can deal with a competitor or opponent and kind of smooth something out there. So a really important week for what's going on with you and these key individuals. Mars is also going to be active in this area on Friday and Saturday. So Friday and Saturday are the more intense days. Friday and Saturday, you know, Mars might amplify the activity with this partner, client, specialist, agent, attorney, competitor, or Mars might bring a lot more passion and heat to the situation, or might bring up anger issues that need to be dealt with. And so you kind of need to be adaptive on Friday, Saturday as you deal with motivating on all of this. When it comes to either being valued, valuing the other person, what's going on with purchases, possessions, or income in the mix. The full moon that we're building to that peaks on Tuesday the 27th, you know, you can look back the last 6 months to a year. What have you been kind of working towards, or what kind of decision have you been trying to make? This is really bringing some kind of climactic high point for you in the mind, in the communication zone. So you, by the 27th, you can have that big decision and be ready to make it, or the proposal or offer can come through, or the interview or audition, you know, wraps up, or there's some kind of big important meeting or talk. It could involve an agreement or a sale. It could involve your writing or speaking role, something big kind of climaxing in one of these communication realms. It also, outside of communication, may mean that there is something really big coming to a head for you by Tuesday the 27th involving a brother, a sister, a neighbor, a move, your vehicles, your electronics, something that happens in your local neighborhood, or something that involves a short trip. So in any of those areas, you'll kind of know what it is that you're waiting on as you get towards this. And, you know, you want to work towards that high point peak. And that's it. There's a lot going on, right? I think it's going to be a fairly spectacular week. It's Zoe Moon. I will be back next week, same time. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe, Moon Astrology. That's where I post my daily, and you can keep up with me with my insights there. I hope it's a fantastic week. Happy new moon, or full moon. And I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.